Lesson 13. What recovery looks like. Let's start by defining recovery, since everyone may perceive it differently. Understanding our shared goal will help us use this course's insights more effectively. A lot of us initially think recovery means learning to sleep better, longer, or faster, or getting so-called quality sleep, whatever that means. We focus on improving sleep, perfecting it, becoming a great sleeper. But when we define our goal this way, we are setting ourselves up for frustration, guaranteed. But don't worry or give up. Life without insomnia is possible. By understanding how sleep works, we just cannot make sleep our goal. The moment sleeping better becomes the target, letting go of control becomes virtually impossible, and we are back in the sleep anxiety loop. In recovery, we don't try to learn how to sleep well. Why is that? Because we already know how to do this. To be precise, our body knows how to do this. Nothing, no substance, ritual, or practice can directly initiate sleep. Our bodies handle this process naturally, and we have no conscious access to these mechanisms. In fact, constantly trying to hack and improve our sleep is exactly what often prevents us from sleeping peacefully. You might ask, so if fixing sleep isn't the goal of recovery, what is? It's less about controlling sleep and more about getting out of our own way. Think back to before insomnia. Maybe you considered yourself a good sleeper, or perhaps you always were a light sleeper, but it never bothered you this much. Now that you've started worrying and trying to fix sleep, it's not as easy as before. What's changed? Well, you definitely didn't forget how to sleep. It's impossible to unlearn that, and therefore, there's nothing to learn. You've got this already. The brain just learned that wakefulness at night is a very undesirable experience and is now trying to protect you from it by sending safety signals, or hyperarousal. Luckily, we can update our perspectives on sleep and wakefulness, learn to make friends with any outcome of the night, and rebuild trust in our body's natural ability to sleep. Once the learned fear response is no longer there, sleep becomes peaceful again. What we cannot do is make sure we never experience any sleep disruptions in life. Sleep, by its nature, is disruptible for evolutionary reasons. If the place where we sleep is on fire, we want to be able to wake up to keep ourselves safe. So recovery includes changing how we view sleep disruptions. Think about yourself before insomnia. What was your sleep like? Did you wake up at night occasionally? Did it take you longer sometimes to fall asleep? Have you ever had trouble sleeping before important events? I'm sure you'll find some cases when sleep wasn't perfect, yet it didn't worry you much. Life without insomnia means not overthinking sleep or feeling the need to protect it. It means making plans, staying up late with friends, drinking coffee, taking naps, and finding that sleep comes naturally without us doing anything about it. Sometimes it comes sooner, sometimes later, but you no longer try to solve it. The task of solving sleep simply disappears from your agenda. Let the body handle it, in its own way and at its own pace. The process of recovery. Recovery isn't linear, it's a bumpy ride. While we might expect steady progress toward more sleep, the reality is that progress comes in waves. This is the learning curve, how our brains gradually learn not to fear sleeplessness. It's like learning to ride a bike. Nobody masters it on their first try. So instead of a linear progress line, you will most likely see something like a bumpy line, the up and down line. As we deepen our knowledge and learn to let go of trying to control the outcome, the newfound peace may translate into sleeping more. But it's also normal if sleep takes time to catch up with a new mindset. Speed bumps. It may also happen that after seeing improvements, there will be periods when it feels like we've taken some steps backward. Not to worry, that's a natural part of the process. Things get better again after a while. Each person is going to experience recovery in a different way, though there are many similarities. As I mentioned earlier, insomnia is not a unique experience, but the pace, intensity, and timing may differ from person to person. What's more important to acknowledge is that it's okay when things don't progress in a smooth, linear manner. People often call this a setback, regression, or being back at square one. But none of these terms are accurate. These dips are a normal part of the journey. We cannot progress without them. The term speed bump is more fitting. It's a period of increased arousal and decreased sleep, temporary turbulence that lets us work through the problem. Remember how we discussed that insomnia is about fear? The more willing we are to face this fear and see it for what it is, the sooner it leaves us. That's why a speed bump is actually an opportunity to face the fear and accelerate learning. In my practice, I've never seen anyone recover without going through speed bumps. I experienced them myself, and I know they are frustrating yet necessary for progress. You may wonder, wait a minute, so I will have to endure sleeplessness more times? It's understandable to be intimidated at first by the possibility of experiencing speed bumps. But there is the good news. As we keep moving forward and demystifying more fears related to sleep, our capacity and resilience to withstand discomfort will grow too. I know this might feel insurmountable if you're just starting this process. This is how I experienced speed bumps myself. The first times were quite challenging, with a lot of fear and even panic. But the more exposure I had, and the more I embraced them, my reactions to sleepless nights became milder. Over time, I started to feel more angry during a speed bump rather than scared. Then I felt more sad. Then it felt like a nuisance, but okay-ish. It felt more and more acceptable and comfortable to be awake. Paradoxically, as my capacity to experience wakefulness grew, there was less of it, until it no longer was a problem. So even though speed bumps are very likely to show up on our way, we're also getting stronger as we navigate them with courage. So let's recap. Key takeaways. Recovery isn't about learning to sleep better. We already know how to sleep naturally. The goal is getting back to a life where sleep isn't overthought or protected. Recovery means updating our perspective on sleep and wakefulness, not achieving perfect sleep. Progress isn't linear. Speed bumps are normal and necessary parts of the journey. As we face and process sleep-related fears, our resilience grows and sleep anxiety diminishes. True recovery looks like returning to our pre-insomnia relationship with sleep, natural and effortless.